Okay, it is 6 p.m., so we'll go ahead and get started. Let the record reflect that all commissioners are present. And the first item is public discussion of any item not on the agenda. So if anybody in the public would like to address any topics that are not on the agenda, now is the opportunity to do so. And seeing none, that takes us to case number CPA 25-2, which relates to 611 Greenwood Drive.
Thank you, Chair. This is just a request for the commission to set a public hearing for August 27th to consider this comprehensive plan amendment.
Okay, does staff have any presentation?
No presentation.
Just a request to set a hearing?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions or discussion from the commission? And seeing none, we will go to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And the motion to set a public hearing passes unanimously. I'll make the motion. Which takes us to case number REZ25-11, relating to 804, 810, 8 and 824 Maiden Lane, as well as properties on Benton Street and Gilbert Court.
I need to recuse myself because I attended the public or the Good Neighbor meeting, so I'll go sit out there.
Okay. Let the record reflect that Commissioner Miller is recusing himself.
Hi, my name is Olivia Ziegler. I'm a planning intern with the Neighborhood and Development Services Department, and I will be presenting case REZ25-0011, which is an application for the rezoning of approximately 1.04 acres of land located at 804, 810, 824 Maiden Lane, 410, 416, and 418 East Benton Street, and 815 Gilbert Court from intensive commercial and medium density single family residential zone to community commercial zone. So shown here is an aerial map of the subject property. And next we have a zoning map. The subject property currently has two zoning designations, like I stated before, intensive commercial zone on the west and northern portion and medium density single family residential zone in the southeast. The RS8 zone does expand east and south of the property, and then to the north and west of the property, the zoning designation is community commercial. So some background information about the case. These properties are currently for sale and the Great Plains Action Society is looking to purchase them, which is contingent on the approval of the request for the rezoning. The applicants are requesting to rezone the subject area from, again, CI1 and RS8 to CC2 with the goal of repurposing existing buildings to support community-focused endeavors. This includes things like small commercial spaces for entrepreneurs and startup businesses, a community meeting space, cafe, offices, and green space for gardens and outdoor gatherings. The rezoning is needed to allow uses that are not allowed in the current zoning designations. The Great Plains Action Society hosted a Good Neighbor meeting on July 17th, in which it had 6 attendees. The questions from the attendees were regarding the plan and vision for the subject property. So shown here are a few photographs of the buildings along Maiden Lane. There's an existing building at the corner of Maiden and Benton Street, which is obscured by all this vegetation, as you can see in the top left. Below the building, below that image, the building that Great Plains envisions as their community space is a former business that sold mopeds. And even further north along Maiden Lane is one more building shown in the bottom right photograph. So here are some photographs of the properties on East Benton Street. The photograph is on the left is taken from Benton Street looking northwest with Maiden Lane in the background. And then again, along East Benton Street, the subject property includes 3 existing single family homes, which are shown in these photographs. Shown here is the 815 Gilbert Court location, which is currently a vacant lot. So the current 1.04 acres of the subject area currently consists of the CI1 and RS8 zoning, and the current intensive commercial zoning is not compatible with the existing neighborhood, which is a mix of single-family homes, retail businesses, and restaurants. So the request is to zone it all to CC2, which would allow both residential and non-residential uses. The CC2 designation allows uses like assisted group living, multifamily, office, retail, and restaurants. Additionally, the rezoning request for CC2 is more consistent with the current zoning pattern, as it's a less intense zoning designation and is therefore more compatible with the existing residential development. Attached is the rezoning exhibit, which was submitted by the applicant, outlining the subject area right here. So the two criteria the city uses to review all rezonings are consistency with the comprehensive plan and compatibility with the existing neighborhood. So the following slides will summarize the staff's analysis of how this proposal meets the criteria. So looking at the future land use map from the IC 2030 comprehensive plan, the subject area, which is outlined right here, is designated for mixed use, which aligns with the requested rezoning. Additionally, the comprehensive plan has a list of goals and strategies that align with this request, including things such as encouraging compact, efficient development, planning for commercial development, discouraging linear strip commercial development, provide for appropriate transitions, encourage a healthy mix of independent, locally owned businesses and national businesses, and lastly, improve the environmental and economic health of the community through efficient use of resources. So some of the subject property is within the Downtown and Riverfront Crossings Master Plan, specifically located in the Gilbert Subdistrict. The Gilbert Subdistrict is intended for lower intensity mixed use development and to create a transition between higher intensity mixed use areas and lower medium intensity residential areas. So the proposed rezoning does align with the directions of the master plan objectives, which include maintain informal, eclectic character of the neighborhood and promote artistic and creative class uses. Additionally, the master plan discusses the vision of development character, which the proposed rezoning aligns with. This includes things like maintain smaller scale and lower intensity use south of the railroad, promote variety and diversity of form and materials, and lastly, creative and adaptive use of existing structures. So pictured here are some images of the Gilbert Subdistrict from the Downtown and Riverfront Crossings Master Plan. On the left is a map of the entire district, and then the images on the right show how the plan envisions potential redevelopment within the area. And although Great Plains Action Society is not proposing redevelopment, but rather reuse of existing buildings, their vision will define this neighborhood and create a space where community members can gather and collaborate. In terms of compatibility with the neighborhood, there are single-family homes to the east and the south, and restaurants and retail businesses to the north and Kennedy Plaza on Gilbert Court, as well as a mix of retail businesses and residential to the west. As previously stated, the current intensive commercial zoning is not compatible with the existing neighborhood, and the proposed rezoning of community commercial provides for a smoother transition to the abutting residential areas and is therefore more compatible with the existing neighborhood development. Staff received one piece of correspondence which was shared with the commission. Staff is recommending approval of REZ 25-11, a request to rezone approximately 1.04 acres of land affecting the properties at 804, 810, and 824 Maiden Lane, 410, 416, and 418 East Benton Street, and 815 Gilbert Court to community commercial zone with no conditions. In terms of next steps, the City Council will schedule the date for the public hearing at the next City Council meeting on August 19th. Following that, they will consider the rezonings at future meetings. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for a thoughtful and well-researched presentation, as always. Do any commissioners have questions for staff?
Could you go back to, it's like the third or fourth slide from the end, it's kind of a, right there. So how are the house on... I don't know what street that is.
Gilbert Court and East Benton.
Yeah. How are those houses zoned, or those buildings? Looks like one's a house and one's maybe commercial.
Zoning map.
How are they zoned?
They're all RS8. Olivia's going to bring up the zoning map here.
Okay. So it looks like RS8 and CC2.
So you can see the white dashed line is the proposed rezoning area.
Yeah.
So this one on the corner would remain RS-8, and these across the street would remain RS-8. The portion to the north, that, which is outside of the rezoning areas, is currently zoned CC2.
Okay. So I guess my question is, this is now CC2?
The request is to rezone as CC2.
C2, okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
I've got a question about uses for CC2. Single family, is that not allowable in CC2? Is that correct? That's how I'm interpreting it.
Yeah, single family is not allowed in CC2.
Any further questions for staff? Commissioner Wood?
Two questions. With a CC2 to an RS-8 along the lot lines, is the requirement for CC2 setbacks, they have to honor the residential setbacks, like a 20-foot rear setback? And do they have anything different on a side setback?
There's typically, I don't know what the exact numbers are. I would need to look that up. But typically when commercial abuts residential, there is an increased requirement than what would be required if it was a neighboring commercial zone.
And do you know what I'm going to relive, Mike, the screening requirements between the two? Is this a S2
so
or S3?
Community commercial zone for like surface parking, that would require S2 screening.
Okay.
Along the right-of-way and along abutting property lines.
Okay.
I guess I still have questions, but I'm not sure if they're for staff or for the presentation after by the applicant. Was there any consideration to sort of split this into two different or another classification, like mixed use?
So based on the vision that Great Plains Action Society has and the existing zoning in the area, staff thought CC2 was most appropriate. There's no mixed use zoning in this area. This is just a request to continue the zoning that exists to the north and to the west and allow their vision to come to fruition.
I guess my concern is let's say the current owner doesn't, you know, they close or they decide to move and you have two single family homes that are now classified as CC2 and they can't be used as single family homes, that they essentially just have to be demolished or rezoned back to RS-8.
We have very flexible non-conforming provisions for non-conforming single family uses.
So in that instance, it would just be non-conforming.
Or it could be converted to an office or another commercial use if that was the interest.
Okay, now is the opportunity for the applicant to address the commission, if they would like to do so.
Good evening. Mike Welch is Shoemaker in Holland. we are representing the applicant, Great Plains Action Society. So first of all, thank you for the presentation. It was good as always. Couple items just to touch on to make sure we're kind of all on the same page, and I think we've started talking about it. But yes, Great Plains Action Society's intent is to repurpose those existing buildings. The building to the north, the existing auto service shop, that actually probably gets torn down to meet their parking requirements. And then at the corner of East Benton and Gilbert, there's a single family house, which I think is 410 East Benton. It's a small house on the end there that likely gets demolished just because of the condition that building is in. And then the other two at 416 and 418, the two single family homes that are there, their intent is to convert those to a commercial use, office, healing space, kind of use for therapy, that type of use. So those do get converted. And then I know in the applicant statement, we kind of talked about the entrepreneurial space or small business kind of startup space. That would be in the, it's actually right under the CI1 label, the kind of long building there at the southwest corner. And so the idea there is to, again, kind of create some small retail spaces. So if you're someone starting a business, you have an opportunity to lease or rent a space that's not very large, but just enough to get yourself a foot in the door and a place to kind of test out your business before you have to commit to a larger lease. In the existing, what was the scooter shop, the large building, that will be a community space. So they'll have some office space in there, plus room for gathering, for larger events, or other public, kind of public facing events. And then on the property that abuts Gilbert Court on the east side, they're looking at using that as a community garden space, one for their own use, but also if the people in the community want to kind of come and volunteer and do that. And again, with the idea of really engaging the public, not just their own use, but creating that kind of community public space, which I think is kind of touched on in the master plan for this area, and that gathering and collaboration space. And so they're really really looking at that. So as they were looking for a property in Iowa City to do what they wanted to do, this area really felt like a good spot to do that. And I guess with that, if you have any other questions for me, I'll be happy to take those.
Thank you, sir. I don't have any questions. Does anybody else on the commission have questions for the applicant?
You mentioned parking. I just see that there's no street parking in front on East Benton. And you mentioned maybe removing a building to provide a central parking space. Is that correct?
That's correct, yep. So on the south side of the old scooter building, there's parking there, so there's kind of double-loaded parking on the south side of the building, and we'd create the same thing on the north side of the building, and like again, getting rid of the auto repair shop that was there, and that would be their parking. Because yeah, with the other thing we didn't talk about, right, is the Crandick Railroad runs on Maiden Lane there, mm-hmm. and so there is no opportunity for on-street parking there either. So that was the need for parking on the north.
How would you access that? Would you have to go onto the street, cross the railroad, or would it go through the property?
Nope, they'll both be back off the street, and there's existing curb cuts there today. There's just driveway entrances there today. So yeah, there is a right of access across the railroad as it sits today.
But no sidewalk, is that correct?
There's sidewalk missing. There will be sidewalk likely required during site plan improvements to put that sidewalk in at least kind of on the northern half. On the southern half, the tracks are there, so that probably precludes sidewalk continuing south. But we haven't really studied that yet. We'll do that during site plan.
Okay. I'll also ask the same question I asked staff, was just, did you consider maybe, you know, buffering with mixed use or any other zoning?
Yeah, I think when we started, I was thinking mixed use might be the one that was appropriate. Just because we've used that more frequently lately. But as Ann kind of mentioned, as we looked at what they wanted to do and what was actually allowed, what they wanted to do wouldn't really fit in mixed use, so CC2. And then being consistent with the zoning to the north, that's already CC2.
Seeing no further questions for the applicant, or you have a question?
Sorry, I just had a quick question. You had mentioned a lot about the community involvement and those aspects, which I think is wonderful. I was just curious if the intention of adding the green spaces is driven more so from that community involvement, or is that like more of an environmental thing that would help us kind of soften that CC2?
Yeah, I'd say both. I think also, and Sakalis can speak to this if she would like, but I think that is a big part of their kind of vision and goal for the property is to kind of get rid of some of that intensive commercial use that's there and kind of repurpose that. It's kind of interesting in talking to the current owner, and his family has owned it for a while. There used to be a garden up there, kind of a family garden plot up there where they're looking at doing their garden again. So I think that chance to kind of return it and kind of restore some of what's there. The site used to be like historically a coal pile and coal storage for the city. So again, a chance to kind of reclaim that and get a little bit more of a more green space and more open space than what's currently there.
Awesome, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. And is there anybody else who would like to speak on behalf of the applicant?
I think we're good, unless you had specific questions that I didn't address.
Nope. All right. No further questions. Thank you very much. Now is the opportunity for the public to address the commission, if anybody in the public would like to do so. Going once, going twice.
I'm here more for information than, you know, giving an opinion. I'm just trying to, I'm at 510 East Benton Street and 514 East Benton Street. And so I'm interested in the impact of the higher density. I've lived there since, about 35 years. And along the railroad tracks, you know, vertically on your map, there's a lot of cars that are stored there. I mean, they get parked there for long periods of time. Is my understanding correct that you're upzoning it to intensive for higher density?
So we're not able to answer questions, but you just have a brief comment period, and feel free to make any comments you'd like to make.
I don't know that I've got comments. I've got more like questions. So,
sir, before you sit down, can you state your name for the record, please?
Tom Wilson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Any further comment from the public on this matter?
I've got. You can't ask questions?
No, sir. And seeing no additional public comment, we will move to discussion. Is there a motion on this matter?
Move to discuss? Is that what?
So you need a motion before you can discuss.
Sure.
Until somebody needs to make a motion. We need a second on that motion, and then we can discuss.
Motion to discuss.
To approve. To approve. Move to approve.
Yeah, it would be moved to approve if you support the.
I'll stay out. I'll let you guys handle the moving.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
Discussion? Commissioner Wade?
I mean, the CC2 zoning makes sense for this area. The only hiccup I have is you had that one residential RS8 lot right on the corner of Maiden Lane and, Gilbert Court and East Benton. Residential zoning, I'm pretty sure, is 20-foot setback on rear, but it's only a 5-foot setback on the side. So if those houses get torn down at a later time, I know that's not currently what's being relayed. It does get fairly substantial for a 35-foot building close to that 5-foot within that lot line. Other than that, I think it makes sense. That was my only reservation.
Commissioner Elliott?
I think it fits our criteria with the comp plan and the fitting into the neighborhood. I admire the intent and the mission, so hats off to you. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is a great use of the property. And, there are already some fairly substantially intensive uses in this area. And so I think CC2 makes for a nice transition. And I would support the rezoning petition.
And in my opinion, it seems that this would be the right choice for that area, since it's all CC2 to the left, or north, was it? North. It just seems like a good idea, and to actually redo the buildings that are already there as opposed to tearing down and rebuilding seems like a good thing to do at this time.
Commissioner Benning?
I think it's always a sensitive topic whenever we're talking about going into neighborhoods and beginning to move dirt. I do really appreciate the community engagement driven efforts as well as the sustainability efforts. I think that a couple of the things that were touched on, they add amenities that not only they're worth an exploration to see if they can increase the quality of life of us as residents in the community, but I believe also possibly retrain and attract young talent, which is why I think that sounds like an awesome project. Thank you.
And Commissioner Davies, any comment?
Yeah, I think I generally support the use. No opposition there. Where I'm really struggling is just reading the definition or the purpose of mixed use zone. I just think it makes more sense. I'm having a hard time with that, just envisioning what happens, you know, after this use, or should this use, you know, should this institution pull out of that space? You know, the purpose of mixed use is to provide a transition from commercial and employment centers to less intensive residential zones. You know, it mixed use permits all of the uses, it seems, lower scale retail, office uses, and a variety of residential uses. I'm a little concerned that we're just basically dooming those two single family homes and potentially that third one by putting in some requirement, you know, that CC2 zoning on there, when it seems to support mixed use very cleanly and plainly. So I have a little bit of concern, generally supportive of the use. I like repurposing the buildings, support, you know, a cafe or an office space next to retail. I don't have any problem there. I'm just worried about what could come after. So just general concerns, I suppose.
Okay, and with that, we will go ahead and move to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Nay.
All opposed? Commissioner Davies, were you in favor or
yes,
opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. So then the motion passes 6-1. And that brings us to item number 6, consideration of meeting minutes from July 16th, 2025. It's not that bad. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Commissioner Townsend has corrected me that we have a commissioner recused, and so the motion passed 5-1.
Oh, good catch.
Is there a motion for approval of the July 16th, 2025 minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And seeing no opposition, motion passes 7-0. Which takes us to item number 7, planning and zoning information.
I really don't have any updates tonight.
Okay. Any additional updates from anybody else on the commission? And seeing none, we will move to adjourn. Is there a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
And is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And motion passes unanimously.